Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hey, Los Cachos!
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha na 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 na. Sha na 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 na.
What's the matter, Father? Thinking anything?
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Horror. Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a man whose head is about to explode. The irrepressible J-Man.
Hola. Welcome, everybody. Hey, Matt.
Yes?
During the opening, do you sing along with yourself on the sha-na-na-na-na?
No.
When you really, because I do. I sing
maybe
on that part.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, I sing along with you on that. Maybe we should just, like, chime in right at that point.
That would be good.
Do a trio. We'd be a trio.
We would. It'd be a three-way.
No, it's hot.
You know what else is hot, Jay? The folks
what?
In the chat room.
Well, hell yes.
Yeah, we got everything and anything. How you doing? We have the lovely Simon, right. Of course. We have Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How you doing, Jamie? Mm-hmm.
So thanks for listening.
Yeah. Hope everybody is appropriately pissed off about something today.
Exactly. In fact, Jay, I had a, you know, there's a little promote button in the studio where you can click on it and let people know you're on the air. It just kept a spinning and a spinning a couple seconds ago. So I don't know if it went through or not.
Unbelievable.
Thanks, BTR. And then I told you, you know, I'm operating on two screens because the small chat room wouldn't open. I had to use the large chat room.
It's an outrage.
Not a good day. Not a good day.
Well, off to a bad start here, people. Yeah. Off to a bad start. But at least down here it's sunny.
Is it?
The sun is shining finally.
That's great. Looks like the inside of a cast iron skillet here. Ugh, it's dark.
Well, I tell you what, yesterday when I get up in the mornings, I got the radio on. I'm doing my little morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
Check email, you know, yeah. Check Facebook and do all
right.
That stuff. And got the radio guy talking to me, hey, playing all the hits from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s and today. You know, that guy.
Yeah, spinning some hot
and
wax.
He says, and he gives a traffic report. Hey, it's a brake light special out there this morning. Anyway, he tells me, that probably should be red light special. Sorry. Anyway, so he tells me, going to be sunny, 40 degrees, beautiful winter day here in the Ozarks. At 11 a.m., it was 19 degrees and snowing. Yeah.
I could have told you that.
Try.
I saw it on the radar.
Yeah, good try, radio guy and Mr. Weatherman. Yeah, got close.
He must be related to Jamie Simpson of WHIO-TV Channel 7, Dayton, Ohio.
Oh. Yeah, I love it when they're that wrong, you know, when they come on the evening newscast. It's never their fault. Oh, you know, the weather service, National Weather Service models, or, you know, weren't right yesterday and they messed up. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Blame it on the government. Blame it on other people.
That's right.
It can't be your fault, Mr. Overpaid and Underworked.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a cushier job in the world than TV meteorologist, weather guy.
Oh, I know. And ours is horrible.
Yeah.
But you know what's not horrible, Jay, and that would be the Schmoopster.
No, she's not horrible at all.
The Schmoopster, for those of you who didn't know, she's been off work for like 3 months, had major surgery, gutted her good, finally went back to work this past Monday, J-Man. She's only got one little tube in her now, dangling out 6 inches from her stomach. She went back to work Monday, and I'll tell you what, the progression has been amazing. You know, see, Monday, I packed her lunch, walked her all the way outside, gave her a little kiss on the head.
A little pat on the butt.
Yesterday.
Go get him, Tiger.
Yesterday, I packed her lunch, and, well, I walked her to the door. And, this morning, she packed her own lunch. She packed her own lunch, and I just said from the couch, I love you.
I knew that whole packing of the lunch thing wasn't going to last that long.
It took 3 days, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you were gathering all those inspirational quotes.
Yeah.
To put in there.
So, in other words, things are back to normal.
Yep.
I do have one shout-out, Jay.
Right.
My son, Rhino, big game last night. Of course, they lost. It's high school basketball team. But he had 19 points last night, J-Man.
Nice.
And the only reason I know that is because I talked to him and he told me, because I wouldn't know due to our non-local newspaper not putting any damn box scores in the paper anymore. Oh, boy. So a shout out to Rhino and a flip of the finger to the Springfield News Sun.
Yeah, well, Rhino's playing well. He's had several games in a row now where he's really been in the groove.
He has been in the groove. He's just like Stella.
He's balling.
He is balling. He is the white mamba.
He is. Somebody has to be.
Yes. But other than that, that's the only bright spot in my life right now. Other than talking to you and, you know, our guest. Who could call in,
Jay? Of course.
Who could call in at any time with their bitches at 661-244-9852.
What is pissing you off lately, people? We want to know.
Yep.
I know something that's pissing Jamie off. She can't get any audio.
Oh, you're kidding.
She's reloaded three times.
Yep. Got a little BTR problem going on today.
Yeah, BTR. BTR is being BTR today.
Yes.
And that's not a good thing to be, people.
We could always call the help desk. They'll get
rid of it. Yeah. We could send them a little email.
Yeah.
They could send that little auto response.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You are important to us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll deal with this issue quickly and efficiently.
Or we could dedicate an entire blog post to it and have every question answered except the ones that were in the blog post.
Right.
Which you guys can read. You can read the IWS Radio Blogspot at www.iwsradio.blogspot.com. Although I caution you if you go there today, because Jay's got some issues going on, buddy.
A few. Just a few things that just, you know, it just builds up. It builds up. You get sick and tired of these people. assholes, jerks, freaks, weirdos.
Rude people.
Rude fucking people. Like my neighbor vacuuming at 2:30 in the morning.
Maybe he's just a clean freak.
Oh, we had these little notices that they were going to come by and the bug man was going to spray. And they were going to change out the filter on the furnace, the air or whatever. And so I guess he wanted this apartment to look pretty for him. And he comes strolling in from wherever he is during the night.
Probably some of the more unmarried places.
I'm sure he's up to no good. Anyway, and he comes in, he gets, sees the little note, and he got a vacuum.
How'd that go?
And then there's kind of a like that every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, along the baseboards.
Right.
Stuff like that.
I hate that.
And then it's, you know, oh, I know. And then when you know you stop vacuuming and you just let it sit there upright, it's kind of got that high pitched sound to it.
Well, he was tired. He had to walk away for a minute and get a drink.
Yeah, well, working that arm back and forth, back and forth.
He could have shut the vacuum off when he did that, though.
Yeah, at least he didn't crank up his crappy music.
Hey, did you see that the new NRA ad?
I haven't seen it. I heard about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a quality group of people there.
Yeah, talk about people who are bitching. Woo!
They are a little on the pissed off side. Nah, we should have gotten one of them to come on the show.
Yeah, well.
Maybe we could have gotten Wayne LaPierre himself.
Yeah. Who probably played for the Montreal Alouettes.
He probably did, along with the Chicago Bears' new coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. He's trying to overcome that image of being the wussy Frenchman. So he tried to talk tough, carry big guns around.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm manly. I'm so manly. Look at my big gun.
People like that just piss me off. I bet he's only 5'2", too. I bet he's got short man syndrome.
Yeah, you know he wears platform shoes. And when he goes like on Fox News or something like that, he sits on a pillow so he, you know, sits up taller.
Uh-huh. And he drives like to the Fox News studio in his 18-foot tall monster truck. That he has to use a ladder to get into.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, the NRA, they put out, it's saying Obama, he doesn't care if your children are safe, even though his little girls have armed guards.
No.
God, to me.
Because the fact that his daughters have to be surrounded by armed guards 24/7 is a perk, as a benefit of the office, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's these skinheads out there with high-powered rifles.
Those people can just die. I don't care.
Yeah. Oh, and I say, and the friends of the NRA have this video where they're the truth about the Sandy Hook shootings.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was done by the CIA to give Obama the opportunity to come and steal your guns. Oh fuck, man.
It was probably.
It doesn't really bother me. It really doesn't bother me so much that they make this stuff. It bothers me who believes it.
It was probably perpetrated by the same team that kidnapped this little Kenyan boy back in 1961 and brought him to the United States knowing that he would be elected president one day.
Uh-huh. And it was the same people who did the massacre in Aurora, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
The movie theater, the Dark Knight Massacre. Yeah, same people. CIA did that too. Just to get people all worked up and scared.
That's
get
right.
them scared.
In fact, I think Gabby Giffords is in on this too. She said, I'll do it. I'll take one for the team.
I'll take one in the temple.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll just, you know, if I make it, great, I'll be your spokesperson. If not, well, I'll be a martyr to the cause.
But as we all know, she's become the spokesperson. So we're all happy about that. All right, that was bad. But I had to, because I'm pissed. These Second Amendment gun people made me this way. Because we all know, Jay, these Second Amendment people, they've had all their guns taken away already.
Yeah, they have. And where the hell did everything and anything go?
I don't know.
No. Oh, he must be one of those gun nuts. Ugh. He heard one negative thing about the NRA, and he's out of here because he doesn't ever listen to anything that might be, you know, challenge his worldview.
Wouldn't want that. Life gets complicated when that happens.
No, he real quick turned back over to Fox News so he could settle his mind.
Uh-huh. Have a little personal validation.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, fuck those people, too.
Oh, my God, they're terrible.
If all you ever do is sit there, if you are a liberal and all you'll do is watch MSNBC, then fuck you.
Exactly. We go both ways.
If you're a conservative, if you're a conservative and all you'll do is watch Fox, then fuck you.
Why are you even watching it then, you know, if that's all you're going to do? You have your little set of beliefs and your monolithic thought, you know, why watch anything?
You will not allow those beliefs to be challenged even for a second. Oh, and if Piers is your new hero, then fuck you too. All of a sudden, because he's right on your issue of guns, suddenly he's your hero, and not only do you watch him every day, you have to tweet, you know, and tell him to go get him, Piers.
Piers. He sounds like he should be on the coaching staff of the Chicago Bears as well now, Jay. Piers.
I know. And maybe Rance Priebus should be on that staff too.
Exactly. Oh God.
If you have a name like that, then I'm going. You know, I'm just going to have to assume you're an a-hole.
Speaking of Fox News, there, Brian. Oh my God. What is the collective IQ of those people on Fox and Friends in the morning?
Oh God, 7.
Gretchen Carlson, proof positive you neither be pretty on the inside nor the outside to be voted Miss America.
That's right.
Oh, God, what a horrible human being.
Well, our new Miss America isn't exactly stunning.
No, but there we go again. She could play middle linebacker for the Chicago Bears, Jay.
Yeah, she could. That's one broad-shouldered broad. Right there.
She's got a dimple in her chest, too. I find that very disturbing.
You looked her over pretty closely, didn't you?
Well,
And let me be the first, speaking of broads, let me be the first to say I have already had enough of A.J. McCarron's girlfriend.
Oh, she's going to cover the Super Bowl now, Jay.
Oh, and she's going to be in the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
Oh, my God.
Which she, you know, immediately bragged about, which is, you know, against the rules. Nobody's supposed to know who's in it until you get the get it in your mailbox. Well, other people do. I don't get it. But anyway, but no, I've already had enough of her. She's you know, I think she makes Kim Kardashian look like a deep, thoughtful, intelligent, accomplished person.
And it sounds to me like love him or hate him, she owes Brent Musburger a lot of money.
She does. It was so funny when he was creeping on her like that, and everybody's like, "Oh, well, I can't believe he's doing this. I bet she's going to be so embarrassed when she." And I thought, no, she's going to see this as her opportunity to be a celebrity, and that's exactly what she did. She had a PR firm. She had a PR firm signed the next morning.
And the funny thing is, the people saying, "Oh, I can't believe he's saying that about her," they were saying the same thing watching it on my couch.
Yes, they were. They were thinking, "God, man, what's her name? I need to Google her."
I'm like,
"Ooh, bikini model. Ooh, Miss Alabama."
She's pretty good looking. She's not all that.
She's all right.
She's all right.
She's scrawny. It's pretty scrawny.
Yeah, especially compared to Miss America.
Miss America would stomp her ass. That wouldn't be a fair fight at all. All right.
So, man, we're having this is kind of a good time considering we're bitching about people.
Kind of therapeutic.
It is therapeutic.
To bitch about.
Yeah. And it's so therapeutic, yeah. Other people should experience that therapy.
Absolutely.
By calling in.
Call right in on the bitch line.
Yeah, on the bitch line, it's 661-244-9852.
And I do want to say, though, Matt, that if people are saying, how come I'm not bitching about the people who want to confiscate your guns? Because they're not going to be able to do it. So it's not really my concern. I mean, if I really thought they were going to confiscate guns and they really were going to pass actual gun control legislation, I would be a little upset. But they're not going to.
I know.
So it's not worth our time and concern and effort, really, other than to make fun of people who say things like, if he were alive today, Dr. Martin Luther King would be on our side. He would be a member of the NRA. Well, maybe, because if he were alive today, he wouldn't have been gunned down by a crazy redneck.
Oh, and I've heard the outrage. It's already happening, even though it hasn't happened yet. Obama is going to have some of the children from Newtown around him today.
Yeah.
And I saw someone on Facebook, and I want to punch her in the face. She had a picture of Hitler with children around him. And she said, "Oh, is this a coincidence?"
Yes. It is.
Yes.
I am so tired of the Hitler shit. I heard it for 8 years when Bush was president from the lefties that, you know, that Bush was going to, these re-education camps that they think Obama is building. The people on the left thought Bush was building them.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the people on the left thought that Bush was going to declare martial law and there would be no election in 08 and all this stuff. And they all compared him to Hitler for 8 years.
Well, and I also
I
heard him compared to Saddam Hussein by a congressman today, too. Well,
yeah.
Saddam Hussein surrounded himself with children. Oh, God.
Uh-huh. Well, I tell you what, members of Congress hold press conferences surrounded by children,
mm-hmm.
but that's only when they've been caught with a mistress. So they hold a press conference with children around them, and you can't ask dirty questions.
And probably the mistress was one of the children in the...
Which reminds me, good old Mark Sanford is running for Congress in South Carolina. Yeah, old hike in the Appalachian Trail, Mark himself. Which is still one of my best tweets ever.
And what was
the
that?
Day, the day of his announcement that he, because he'd been, he disappeared, you know, for a week.
Right.
And his office said that he was hiking the Appalachian Trail, when in fact he was in Argentina with his girlfriend.
Right.
And my tweet was that Mark Sanford said, hiking the Appalachian Trail? No, no, I was hitting some Argentinian tail. So now he and his his Argentinian lover, I guess he wants to back to Congress. He was in Congress previously, too.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. No, he'll win. He'll win. You know why he'll win?
Why?
Because he has the appropriate letter next to his name for the majority of people in his district. No other reason. Not because he's a good public servant, because he's not. Not because he's a good human being, because he's not. But because he has the little R next to his name. And the majority of people in his district vote for the little R, not the person. And fuck those people, too. Which goes back to the people who sit and watch either MSNBC or Fox all day.
Mm-hmm. I got unfriended by some jerk because I lashed out against Rachel Maddow.
Uh-huh. It was a vicious attack.
It was. It was some
cruel,
speculative science fiction author or something who unfriended me.
Speculative fiction.
Yes.
I have no idea. Speculative fiction.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean she's just making shit up?
Yeah, that's pretty much that's what I thought.
Yeah. I hate people who do that.
You know what else I hate? And this is Facebook related. I cannot get that game feed off my wall. So I have to hit it like 80 times a day to get, because that little number next to it bugs me. I hate seeing that, and all I see is, oh, so-and-so rolled a mega combo or whatever. Oh, my goodness. In dice with buddies.
Uh-huh. Did it tell you that I scored like 466 points?
Yes.
In the game? Oh, I did. I lit it up.
Uh-huh. I just wish
Jamie.
It would tell me that you were cheating at Words with Friends, but no, I won't do that.
Because it's not necessary. When you
I
play
say
against
that
people,
for Saturday
when you play,
show, shouldn't I?
When you play against people who struggle with math, it's not necessary.
Oh, I hate that thing, and I can't get rid of it.
That's tough, man. And, you know, I'll tell you what, something else about Facebook.
What?
Well, it turns out that there are people out there, and boy, this just really chaps my ass. There are people out there who try to keep each little area of social media separate from the others.
Really?
Yes. And it turns out if you friend the wrong person, then their worlds will collide, as they say.
Neither I nor George Costanza like that.
Uh-uh. Don't want that to happen.
No.
No, but they don't want their Facebook friends, mostly family, to see their blog or their Tumblr. But I don't think it's really possible to keep them separate.
No. And why would you?
I don't think there's any way to do it. And I don't see why you would, you know, I mean, if you're going to post stuff on your blog that you don't want people to see, then
don't
you're going to have to keep it private.
That's right.
You're going to have to be anonymous.
Mm-hmm. And you know how
something
we feel
like
about those people, too.
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
No.
Don't ever friend someone who likes to be anonymous because they end up calling you a Nazi.
That's right. They call you Hitler.
They'll Photoshop you in pictures with children all around you. And put a little mustache on you. Jerk.
Uh-huh. Well, that's another thing. People who believe that social media sites like Facebook, Google+, Tumblr, whatever, exist for them to put whatever they want on. And they are outraged when they're told they can't post pornography to their Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
It infuriates them. I mean, how many places do you need to post pornography to? You're already posting pornography to Twitter,
yes.
To Tumblr,
yes.
On your blog.
Yes.
Why is it necessary to post it on Facebook also?
Because it's all about me.
I
that
guess
attitude.
So. Selfish bastard.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up on the IWS blog today, which you can read at iwsradio.blogspot.com. You said something about rude people. And you touched on something that rudeness isn't necessarily in your face, someone saying, oh, you're a jackass, blah, 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 blah. It's more of a rudeness by obliviousness that anyone else exists.
Yep. A complete lack of concern for your fellow human beings.
Yeah.
Just and think you're the only person in the world.
Exactly. I experience that every day at the beer mine. It's not that the person is nasty or anything, but they're sitting there trying to get exact change out with six cars behind them because it's all about them.
Exactly. They don't care that they're holding everybody up.
No.
And if you say, hey, we got a big line behind you, they'd go, huh, really? No, they don't know. They don't notice.
No.
And then they would just go back to what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most people, they walk, wander down the aisle at the grocery store.
Right through the middle of it.
Park their basket. Yeah, they park their basket. And then they stand next to it, so they block the aisle completely.
Mm-hmm.
And they stare at the wheat thins, trying to find the whole grain garlic. Jalapeno wheat thins that they had once.
Exactly.
Yep.
I heard this joke. It was not really a joke, but a commentary, and I think it was. Yeah, God, I can't remember who it was who said this. This was like 20 years ago. You know, there used to be a magazine called Life, and then there was People, and then there was a magazine called Us. And before you know it, there's just going to be a magazine called Me.
Yep.
And that's what it's become.
Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of that, trying to keep social media separate, there's this one dude, and I follow him on Twitter and on Tumblr, and he posted something on Tumblr I thought was clever. So I reblogged it, kind of like retweeting, you know. On Tumblr, and I have the Tumblr connected to the Twitter, and so it pops up, and then a couple minutes later, I get a message from him, an email from him, and he says, that he's glad I liked what he posted, but he tries to keep Tumblr and Twitter separate, because there's people on Twitter that I don't really want to see my Tumblr. And I was like, God, are you fucking kidding me? You're a grown-ass man acting like this.
I know.
And then I deleted that, and I said, okay, dude. Because, yeah, I don't want to make waves.
You're such a diplomat.
Yeah, but then I solved that problem by never reblogging him again.
So there you go.
That takes care of it. That takes care of how come you never reblogged my stuff? Because fuck you, that's why.
Exactly, jerk.
Cry baby. And there are people on Twitter. I don't want them to see my Tumblr because it's different. What do you mean it's different? I post stuff on there that they won't approve of. Oh, God. My mommy might see it. Well, you just need to warn your mother that she reads your Tumblr at her own risk.
See, I'm the complete opposite, Jay.
I know.
In fact.
And maybe a little too far opposite.
No, for me, it's all or nothing. You're all in or you're not. In fact, my wife, you know, my lovely wife of 25
mm-hmm.
years, she said, "I heard about your Facebook page. I have spies." I said, "Spies? You don't have to spy on me." It's all out there, baby.
Yep. Every time they update the privacy settings, you go, "What privacy settings? The hell do I care?" Yeah. Oh, and congratulations on Facebook on their new search feature, which will allow you to search your friends. Useless. Well, with this, you could go in and you could say, you know, you could say, who lives in San Francisco? And it would search your friends list and let you know who lives near San Francisco. Why?
Well.
So I can know who to mute during the World Series if the Giants get
back. Well, yeah, see, it does have an advantage.
I guess so, now that I think about it.
Uh-huh.
There's one benefit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't tell you, but I meant to mention my car window. I had a little incident with my car this week.
I know.
Oh, God. I was, you know, it was very cold. And I had the car running, was trying to get the windows clear, and they were all fogged up. And, you know, you can roll the window down, roll it back up, and it'll kind of clear the window a little bit.
Right.
So I was doing that with the windows, and the passenger side rear window would not come back up.
Mm-mm-mm.
18-degree weather, and it was
yep.
not a happy situation at all.
Was God's name mentioned?
It might have been. I might have asked God, why me? Why me? Why do you hate me so much? And somebody else I have a problem with. God.
God?
That guy. Anyway, so I had to, you know, do the poor white trash thing and cover the window with plastic, which actually, black bubble wrap.
It was very artfully done.
I'm telling you, black bubble wrap, that is hot.
That was ghetto-licious right there.
Yeah, our good friend Joe Sequist asked about the black bubble wrap, and I said, "You can pop my bubble anytime."
God.
Anyway, I went out there, I think it was Monday, and I turned the car, started the car up, and the window would go down and come back up, and it would get stuck there, you know.
How'd it go?
And so I got it went like that, and I got the WD-40, then it kind of went like that. And I get the WD-40 and down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. It's kind of sexy. And I was in the window, kind of move it to the left, move it to the right, kind of shake it, and finally I kind of pulled on it, and I was holding the button up, and it went, and it started coming up, and I barely got my thumb out of the way because I'm not the most coordinated guy in the world. And I wasn't going to let go of that button.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Anyway, so now window. Window is up. I locked the... I hit the lock button so none of the windows could be rolled down. I put a piece of tape over that button.
And did you write danger on top of the tape?
Do not touch. So now the passenger rear window and the sunroof are permanently closed.
Okay. That's good to hear, Bubble Boy.
Yeah, well, the sunroof will pop open. That's fine.
Oh.
And it'll open. Yeah. But when it, but closing it, the last time I opened it was, I had to do the same thing, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and it finally closed.
That
I don't
is
know.
Why, that is why I don't get power windows. The old Bagwine mobile, we just have the old crank.
Oh, really? Old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, old school.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, Schmoop, she's got a really good defense against people she hates. You know, she went back to work, and they're all morons there pretty much, and so if they start giving her shit, all she has to do is lift up her shirt, wag her tube, and show her scar and say, "Get away from me."
That's demented.
So I'm thinking about getting one of my own. I want a tube.
Well, you could always just, you know, it doesn't really have to go in you. You could just duct tape a tube to
it. I could duct tape it. That would even make it look worse. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. You got your gallbladder out in a back alley gallbladder removal place.
Uh-huh. By some dude named Leon.
He took a swig of, of moonshine and then poured some on my stomach and he cut away.
Yeah, he cut a bitch.
Switchblade.
Uh-huh.
This is going to hurt you a lot more than it's going to hurt me.
Uh-huh. It was outpatient.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what, she has to go back on the 28th for another 7-hour thing.
That's some bullshit right there.
Yeah, the other two tubes, they could just yank out. This one, they have to go in and yank it out.
Oh, yeah. And you could, and you can't refuse the 7-hour ordeal because they're holding that tube ransom.
I know.
We just won't take your tube out.
Well, she's actually considered that. Mainly because of what I just mentioned earlier.
Going through life with a tube may not be that bad, right?
Exactly. And plus, you know, it can get you free things. Oh, come on. I got a tube.
You could try that. You could like, go into Subway and I have a tube. I'm gonna have a sandwich. A cookie? How about a cookie?
Yeah, and we got about 2 minutes left, 2 or 3 minutes left.
Yep. Big show coming up on Saturday.
Oh, this is going to be great. It's going to be raw.
Yep.
We're
going to call ourselves out.
Yes, we are.
All the asshole things we've done.
Mm-hmm. And said that people don't know.
All the jerk stuff we've done. I don't know if they will let me put the asshole in the show title. I may have to title the show The Jerk Store.
The Jerk Store. Uh-huh. That's a good Seinfeld reference. Oh, God, that's one of my favorites.
The Jerk Store called. They're all out of you.
You. I slept with your wife. His wife died. God. Oh, that's classic right there. All right. Of course, coming out of the asshole closet for you and I, that's kind of like Clay Aiken coming out of the gay closet, isn't it?
Or Jodie Foster.
Or Jodie Foster.
Yeah, so yeah, we kind of knew that already. Yeah. Tom Cruise.
Tom.
What? Who?
No,
what?
He's clinging
allegedly.
He's clinging
allegedly
to that closet door like grim death.
Just a few seconds left. So.
All right.
Right, I feel better now after our
I do too.
Session.
Yeah.
Weird.
I want to thank Diane for calling in today. So get
well,
that out.
She emailed and said she couldn't. She emailed and said she wasn't going to be able to.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She emailed both of us. Oh, I bet she emailed you at your old email address.
Oh, I bet she did. Hmm.